Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's Jay Crawford. Hello, Jay. How are you, buddy?
How you doing, guys?
I'm well. We're doing well. Thank you very much. Yeah, no real complaints today. Although this one makes me think. Jay, how'd we get to September, man? How'd this happen already?
I have no idea. I'm
with you, Jay. I have no clue how we got here anyway. Are you ready for football?
I'm more than ready for football. I can't wait. I'd be more excited if we had Big Ten football, but we'll see.
Are you impressed with what's happened in the NFL so far? Have they done a good job with the COVID guidelines and everything else? Have they watched it well enough, Jay? And are you confident that this thing can go off? I won't say without a hitch. There will be hitches. But that this thing can go off and we can actually have a season.
I am impressed so far. I don't know that I'm confident that it's going to go off without a hitch. You know, somebody somewhere is going to have an outbreak. I don't know, you know, the extent of it or which team. But, you know, if you just go on the percentages of, you know, how many Americans have contracted the virus divided by, you know, how many Americans there are, you know, the law of averages is it's going to hit an NFL team at some point. You know, there have already been players that have tested positive. But my hope is that, you know, we don't have a Florida Marlins or a St. Louis Cardinals situation where, you know, you get double digits cases, because obviously that's going to make it next to impossible for that team to play.
What do you think of the Browns' idea of having fans in the stands, but they're going to be in pods of 10 and they're going to try to social distance it the most as much as they possibly can? What do you think of that?
I'm all for it. You know, I think that, you know, I'll leave it up to them to develop the plan. Obviously, they've got experts and they're using science and they're trying to figure out how to best keep people safe. You know, but I do think that I feel as if we've turned a corner in our attitudes towards coronavirus. I feel like we've gone from the everybody run for the bunker and stay there until the dust clears to it is what it is. It's not a pleasant thing. It can be a deadly thing for those that are already ill. I think we've turned the corner from thinking that, you know, we all have to shutter in place and our lives are over. That clearly didn't work. The virus didn't go away when we did completely hunker down. And, you know, I'm sure you guys saw, I was fascinated by the CDC's release earlier this week that people that died strictly of COVID, I don't remember the exact number, but it was in the 9,000 range.
Wow.
Meaning that those are people that died because of the coronavirus and strictly the coronavirus.
No kidding.
I didn't
see that.
And so if you're at 170,000 deaths in the United States, that means 161,000 of them died because they caught the virus, but also had something else that obviously made it much worse. So, I mean, that's kind of what we've known all along. We've known all along that, you know, you don't want to have any kind of pre-existing condition and get the virus because your chances of survival go down. and depending on what it is that your pre-existing condition was. Obviously, the obese population stand at the greatest risk. And then there are other contributing factors, age, of course, being one of them. So I think we've kind of gone from thinking that everybody has to stay in their house forever to, you know, that didn't work. We've come out of our bunkers. We're going about our lives the best we can. And if you know that you are in that group that's diabetic or obese, you may want to bunker and hunker down because your chances of dying, should you contract it, obviously go up. So I do think that it's wise, but you just can't be silly. You know, the idea that you could put 40,000 fans in one space, I think that's a bad idea, and I'm sure that's not what the Browns are thinking.
Jay, is that change maybe or advancement in philosophy timely? Is it good? Is this the time for our country to be thinking that, do you think?
Jeff, I wish I had the answer to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would just be guessing. I don't know. Hold on 1 second here.
Yes, sir.
I would say that, you know, we learn more about the virus every week. And the fact that the CDC put out this memo leads me to believe that they must feel comfortable in the notion that the idea of you contracting the coronavirus and dying simply because you contracted the coronavirus and you're otherwise a young, perfectly healthy person, you know, they've put the number at 9,000 deaths. Well, over, you know, a 7 month or 8 month stretch, you know, that means you're getting about 250 deaths a week nationwide that are dying strictly because of the coronavirus. And so, you know, it's what I've been saying all along. As we've learned more about the virus, we have done a better job of isolating the elderly who are at or most at risk. We've also done a better job educating people that are diabetic and that are obese and that might have other pre-existing conditions that make them more vulnerable to not beating the virus. So I think as we've learned more, we've reacted a little better. And maybe this is the right time. The only fear factor, I think, is that obviously the virus, we don't know what's going to happen when winter hits and everybody is all forced indoors again in the same closed spaces. So, you know, we're learning as we go. We're going to find out. But the notion that we can shut everything down, lock up our doors, stay in our houses, and this thing's magically going to go away, that was a pipe dream from the beginning. And it didn't work when we did that. And the states that have done that have far from eradicated the virus. This thing seems to have a mind and life of its own. And, you know, I think everybody's just holding their breath for the vaccine. And until we get an effective and safe vaccine, I think everybody has now realized that our lives are all going to be different until that day comes.
He is Jay Crawford, WKYC Cleveland Channel 3, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Jay, the Indians traded Mike Clevinger yesterday for a backup catcher and five prospects. What'd you think?
Well, you know, I always try to reserve judgment, and I might have to be a little more patient on judgment on this particular deal. I am always steadfastly against trading a top of the rotation arm in normal circumstances. When you consider that the Indians have historically great starting pitching and seemingly hit on more prospects than not in that department, it makes him more expendable. And then when you throw in that he had completely violated his teammates' trust, and you never know how sideways that can go, And then I know it's a small sample size, but when you look at what the Indians have done post-COVID catastrophe, when Plesac and Clevinger violated team rules, then you start to think more and more like we can get by without him. If you're going to deal him, I would have been more in the camp of dealing him for something that you need now. I don't know what five prospects do for us now. So it's real difficult for me to argue that we're better today than we were on Sunday. Are we going to be better long-term? Well, we've set up our organization better, particularly if these prospects pan out the way the Indians hope they do. But today, are we better? No, because we didn't address our needs, our immediate needs, and we traded away. I'm going to put him not just, guys, he's not just a front-of-the-rotation guy. He's a Cy Young contender. So time will tell if I like it more today or more in the future than I do today. But I don't love the whole thing today.
You know, Jay, the one thing about it that strikes me, if we look even bigger picture here, in the last, year, they've traded away their top three starters.
It's unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
Well, not only that, Jeff, look at it this way. If someone would have told you at opening day 2019 that we would be in September fighting for first place, almost a lock to make the playoffs, and Kluber and Bauer weren't there, and you had a Cy Young candidate and the other depth that we have, what this organization has done, guys, they are not getting enough credit locally, I don't think. Because I can tell you right now, there are 29 other general managers that would like to crack the code that the Indians have seemingly cracked when it comes to developing young, talented pitchers. Guys, it's a three-pronged process. It's scouting, it's drafting, and it's developing. And the Indians have seemed to figure out this, and this is the unsolvable Rubik's Cube for baseball franchises.
Yeah, it is.
And they've somehow figured it out, and I don't know how they've done it.
I mean, to the point, Jay, where, you look now, you've got seven or eight viable candidates to be in your starting rotation, and it's one of the deepest rotations still in Major League Baseball, despite the fact that Bauer, Kluber, and now Clevinger are
with
other
question.
Teams.
And guys, they just keep bringing they keep bringing players up that, a year earlier nobody had heard from. And you look at the guys that they have in the bullpen, even that have sub one ERAs, and it's nothing short of remarkable. And I do think it's a testament to the entire organization. I don't want to give too much credit to pitching coach, manager, and forget about the scouts and the GM. I think it's right now they have this perfect machine where they all are seeing things on the same plane, and they're bringing these guys in that have potential, but they're maximizing that potential. And that's the big, that's the quagmire. In baseball, everybody on draft day is loaded with potential. Otherwise, they wouldn't be drafted. But it's turning those prospects into players that is the difficult challenge for these organizations. And, I wish we were more balanced. When is it bad if you have a historically great pitching staff? When you have a historically bad offense. And that's the only time that can be bad.
Hey, and we have them both. How about that?
I know, right? Are we greedy or what? How about we have a really, really, really spectacular pitching staff and a really good offense? That's how you win a World Series. This is like the this would be like, and look, teams have won Super Bowls with it, but when you look at the Ravens' first Super Bowl team and the Buccaneers' first Super Bowl teams, they had these historically great defenses, but you wondered where the points were going to come from. And oftentimes in that scenario, the defense could score points. Well, unfortunately, in baseball, pitchers can't score runs. They can't produce offense. And, you know, you have to score to win. That much I know about baseball. Where in football, if your defense is so great that you keep your opponent off the board, oftentimes that defense is giving you great field position or sometimes turnovers that directly lead to points. That can't happen in baseball. So we need a stick. I'm really surprised that we didn't address that need. I'm disappointed, to be honest. They're willing to roll the dice and see what happens.
Jay, we'll see you today on Channel 3.
All right, guys. Always good. Take care.
See you, man. Alrighty. Take it easy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.